Proclamation number 720, dated the December 24th, 1938. Serious admonition, discord and unkindness. Where discord dwells inside a heart I am unable to enter, for the master of the house is not prepared for my arrival. And thus I advise you to purify your heart first and banish all feelings of unkindness from it, for this contains the seed of evil. You must make a serious effort to comply with my admonitions if you want to be granted the grace to receive me and my word. You'll receive so many countless hints which you should heed and live up to, and your heart will ever more easily surmount that which, at the moment, still seems insurmountable to you. The feeling of longing for me is always a sign of my loving activity in you. If it is to be satisfied, then you must banish everything from your heart which has nothing to do with love. You must only nourish the sacred and pure feeling of love within you and abhor every impure feeling, for it will merely increase your distance from me. Everyone lives his own life and is absorbed in his own point of view, and thus everyone's nature has to be considered and taken into account. Consequently, everyone has to endure his fellow man with tireless patience and try to adapt to his nature. And if he cannot succeed in doing so, he must appeal to me for my grace and help, and he will receive the strength to rise above himself. He will emerge victoriously from all the minor tribulations of life, providing the love within him always keeps the upper hand. For I specially put you into this sphere of activity so that you would mature and control the weaknesses and faults residing in you. How much must you practice becoming patient if you want to become worthy of my patience? And how much love you must give to your fellow men if you always want my love to be present with you? And therefore you should always be lovingly united amongst yourselves. One should take loving care of the other, and don't erect barriers between each other, for all these little temptations are merely the means to an end. How can you become perfect if you don't learn to overcome yourselves? Remain in love if you want to remain in me. Know yourselves, then you will also know me and make yourselves worthy of my blessing. Amen.